you went over to the art center. You had gotten your degree here in architecture, and you worked with Thomas Hart Benton.
That's correct.
Had you, had that been on any of his WPA things?
No, he did, he never worked on WPA murals.
Oh, I thought he, didn't he get some commissions for Treasury murals?
No, those were all through the state he lived in, or through the Whitney Museum, or places like that. In fact, when we were around Missouri, there wasn't very much of an art project. And it was very small, and they didn't do very much at all in art.
So the Spokane one was your first contact with any of the government art projects?
Well, I lived in New York in, I guess it would be about 39, and a lot of the artists I knew there were working on the New York project.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And so I had one visualization of what I thought the art projects of America were like from seeing the various artists, they were more real artists, painters and sculptors, mm-hmm. and would work in their studios and make personal things.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been in California earlier, and Margaret had become acquainted with the type of programs they had down there in California on art, which were quite different than, say, from New York.
What would you say they were like in California? Were they?
Well, in most cases, the young artists would be working in their studios on paintings, and they'd turn in so many paintings over a given period, and they'd get so much money for their time and effort spent, and then in addition they would also work on murals, mm-hmm. special mural commissions in high schools or sometimes public buildings.
But they were really going on with their own work.
That is correct. They'd show up at the director's office there to pick up their checks or to have an opinion exchange perhaps about once a month, and that was mm-hmm. about as frequently as they would see it.
Mm-hmm.
Other people that worked on Index of American Design, that kind of thing, they were tied more to the office work.
Yes.
But the regular artists were out on their own mm-hmm. with sculpture or painting.
Mm-hmm. Well, then you went to the Spokane Art Project with perhaps rosy expectations of something that didn't materialize.
I left New York and then came west, mm-hmm. and where I lived in New York was with Jackson Pollock in the Village.
Oh,
he worked on the project.
Oh.
And Bill Hayden and Manny Telegian worked on the project, and they all had a small salary they got from mm-hmm. the government but made their own things. And Eddie Cahill ran really a good project in the New York area. And so then I left the New York area after Yale and came back to Seattle. Mm-hmm. And at that time, it was the first time I'd met Inverarity. Would be about in, I guess, 39.
Mm-hmm. You applied to him to get on with the project then?
Yes, I contacted him, and I was interested in painting and yeah. working on my own.
You started as a watercolorist, didn't you?
Well, I worked in painting, drawing, timber painting.
When did you get on the project?
I never did get on the project.
No, as I recall it, you didn't go to them. Mr. Inverarity came by
well,
one evening.
Well, when I first came down here, when I first came back, I did go down and talk to them. And it was a long rigmarole. You had to be certified, they call it. Mm-hmm. And you had to show need and so on. So I didn't bother to go back again after that. I felt I could make it on my own
yes.
much better and get involved in this certification, because it was kind of a degrading thing. If you went through this, it was like you were in an almshouse or something. So I didn't go see much of him until one day he came by, and that's how we even got in to go over there to Spokane. The director, Carl Morris, and Hilda Morris had left. And,
yes.
So Inverarity came by our studio and wanted to know if we'd go over and run that center.
You were just through with your teaching job at the university, and I had taught the year
yes.
before at the university.
Margaret, the year before, had assistant professorship
yeah.
there teaching painting, and I had just taken Ray Hill's course in teaching architects, drawing, and painting up until Christmas is over.